Let's do it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment. This is your main man, Marvin Rome, and the crew. Coming to you live, we got community conversations today with Brother Morgan. We got some stuff we need to talk about, what we're not ready for, what we need to do to prepare for our future. Call a friend. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's about it, love. That's what I got. There is no better love than for self and kind, no better love. Welcome to a special edition of NAAEA Community Conversations. It's the National African American Empowerment Association Community Conversation with Brother Booker. I want to talk about what African Americans, black people in America are not ready for, what's happening right now. And as you know, there's some things going on in the country right now that's unsettling, should be for us, and we're going to talk about what that means. But real quick, before we get started, let's go to the mission of the National African American Empowerment Association, and that mission is to create opportunities for our people, right, to develop programs and services that motivate, inspire, and empower our people to be the best that we can be. We'll collaborate together, working to develop partnerships that will do the job of educating, developing, and inspiring us to become better wherever we are. And of course, it's the peace concept. Really quick, political agenda, you need to pee, right? You need to have politics, right? We need national politics. Now, we need a political agenda that focuses on hate crimes, for example, right? And really looking at those things that are happening to us that we need to be able to do legally in this country if we're going to be here. Next, economics. We need an economic agenda. We need to deal with money. We need to really have a sound fiscal plan as we move forward. Next is the A. Very simple. Take care of your body, your mind, your health, your mental health, your emotional health, and your spiritual health. C, culture, relevant cultural programs. Get your kids into stuff that teach them about who they are and our history, our great, great, great history. And if you don't know this, you have access to the internet. So let's do a better job of being culturally relevant and understanding how important culture is to our young people. And lastly is education, a comprehensive education that really looks at what we need to do to get better at being ourselves. And now, my brother Stan, the deck is packed today. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I just love it when you're able to explain the pillars of the National African American Empowerment Association. You know, when we have institutions that define our own reality, quit trying to get in to fit in, this is where it's at, and this is what we're doing.
You know we need relevant cultural programs. And so this program today is an example, a great example of the discussions that we need to have right now, the important discussions on what we need to do to change the trajectory of what's going on in our community and in this society. And so now, without delay, I'm going to bring my brother in. Brother Booker, it's your time to do your thing as we have community conversations discussing what we're not ready for. Brother Booker. Bringing you in. Bring it.
Bring it. What?
What? Where are we going away? Brother Booker, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, brother. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. We got some issues. And I know you're probably the best brother to break it down. And what we need to deal with, what we need to talk about. So I'm going to turn it over to you, and let's talk.
All right, brother. Yes, sir. Look, I don't want people to think out there that I'm jumping on something because we had an incident last Saturday. You know, just going to jump out there now and say, yeah. Let's do this. We raising it. You know, something happened, you know. And so we're going to do this. No, sir. I've been saying, or we've been saying for a while, as I said Saturday on the show, during the time this was happening, we're not ready. for what is going, what is happening. This country is disintegrating before our very eyes, and we as people, black folk, do not see it. And it not, it just not just starting now. It's been going on all my lifetime, all our lifetimes. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said years ago, he said in the 30s, 40s, he said, in the last days of the white man, when he see his time is coming to an end, the last thing he's going to do, he will use his woman and his children to keep himself going, to hold on to his control and his rulership. Okay? That started in the 60s with integration. See, before the 60s, schools were segregated, communities were segregated. Negro got hung for looking at a white woman's drawers on the clothesline. Okay? Reckless eyeballing, it was called. Okay? White woman didn't want you, rest to say you raped her. You got hung. Okay? In the 60s, integration came along. Hippies came along with the marijuana, with the drugs. The alcohol was already there. But the marijuana, the cocaine, before crack. Crack evolved about 20 years later in the 80s. The coke was there. The speed was there. The amphetamines. The barbiturates, the downers. Everything was there. Make love, not war. The peace sign. Come on to school with us. Come on, live in our neighborhoods with us. We now care about you. We love you. This is America. This is democracy. And what do we do? We lost our, we had already lost our ever-loving minds before coming out of the plantation and doing the end of, so-called end of slavery. But in the 60s, we just reinforced it because we had black businesses then, because we had to. We owned the stores in the neighborhood, a lot of them, the restaurants, the barbershops, the beauticians, service stations, hotels, okay, because we had to, okay. Clothing stores, because we had to, because we couldn't go in the white establishments. True. We had our schools, okay? Segregated schools, we had them. But with integration, now remember, Messenger said the last thing he's going to use to try to save his world would be his woman and his children. So here come the integration. Here we come now. And we begged for it as a people, the civil rights movement. We marched in the streets to be able to go to white schools so little black boys and little black girls could sit and hold hand in hand, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last. We fought for it, something he wanted us to have all along. Because it extended his power, extended his rule, extended his time. And the truly adverse effect to that, it may not have been as bad if we would have said, okay, give us these rights, and we got those rights. But then we said, well, no, sir, we don't need to move out in your community next to you. We're going to stay in ours. We're going to rebuild ours. We're going to reinvest in ours. We're going to circulate the money in our community, our hands. So thank you for the opportunity to come in Tallheimer's, Mr. White Man, but we don't need to come in Tallheimer's. Thank you for the opportunity to come to your nice restaurants, but we don't need to come to your restaurants. Not at the destruction of ours. We're going to stay. We're happy where we are, but thank you. We didn't do that. We ran, brother. We ran. We truly integrated. We act just like good old house niggas. We ran and started talking about our own people, them niggas in the projects. Look at them. They don't want nothing. They don't want to do nothing. You can't teach them nothing. They don't know nothing. Babies having babies. Look at me. I'm up here now. You can do whatever you want to do if you just put your mind to it. We left our own people. We left ourselves without realizing that it was all a trick, and we're prolonging the white man's existence. Okay? But what we didn't realize, and still don't realize, that throughout his history, no so-called democracy or republic has lasted longer than 250 years. I've said this before. None. Only one to make it to 250 was the Roman Empire before it fell. And some people said it didn't fall. It really relocated to America to rebuild again. Had to start all over. Okay? And America this year will be 246 years old. So in 4 years, America either going to break that record, or in 4 years, we're going to have a new government, a new system, a new something going on in this country that we as black folk know nothing about, and so far as of today, have nothing to do with establishing it. We're going to be followers along again, along wherever it goes, which is to the detriment of our people. Trump came along. That's why I said back when he got elected, thank God for Trump. Praying that he will wake us up as a people. Because he woke, he told the other people, it's okay now to come on out and do what you want to do. We ain't going to hide it no more. We're coming straight forward. We're straight out. I've said, and you heard me say it before, brother, I said, I hope, I'm praying I'm wrong. I told my family members, my friends, because we've had conversations, of course, over years, and I said, brothers and sisters, I pray, to be honest with you, I pray I am wrong, that you are right, that this thing is going to become all those good things that y'all praying that it's going to become, that there is a heaven in the sky, life after death, that I'm praying that I am wrong. Send me to hell when I die. If that's my price for taking the position that I'm taking. I hope I'm wrong and y'all right. But as we look at it, and as I look at it now, and over the years, well, I kind of knew some years ago I wasn't wrong. Unfortunately, okay. I kind of knew I'm not wrong, because it kept revealing itself day in day. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Remember what I said about being the one, brother? The first thing the one has to do is be honest with his or herself. We have to be.
Well,
we have
let
to
me ask
be
you
honest
this,
with ourselves. Yes, sir.
In that honesty, because this is the conversation, what are African Americans not ready for? Because we're talking about what we're not ready for, what's happening right now. What is happening, and what are we not ready for?
We're not ready for last Saturday. We're not ready for that on a massive scale.
Unpack that, brother. Unpack that.
See, we're not ready for them to march into our communities with guns drawn, shooting us up straight up. We're not ready for them to tell us that the system is no longer the system that we once thought it was, because really it never was that. We're not ready when they come back and say, okay, you no longer have this right or this right, or you no longer, or your money that you thought you had ain't worth anything anymore. We got bitcoins now. We got a different medium of exchange. We got a different thing that we're doing. None of it works anymore. New government, new system, new form of life in this country. Okay? New form of lifestyle. The most honorable Muhammad said years ago, the black white men were going to take us back to the plantation. We're not ready for that, brother. And unfortunately, when it comes, we're going to be willingly going back, because we are afraid to be free. We are afraid to stand up for ourselves. We are afraid to die for true freedom. And the answer, brother, the answer has not changed. The answer is we must come together as a people. We must unite as one. Another example. Brother was killed Saturday, was a deacon of a church in his 80s. His wife was on television today, I saw her, She said, I can't let this put hatred in my heart. I will not do that. And I must love him, the young man. Okay? Because if I don't, it will end me, she says. Now, all due respect to the sister, that's illogical, bro. As old folks would say, that's not common sense. We talk about illogical. See, as a people, and you know, we've been taught on the plantation, the miseducation of the Negro and so forth, we love our enemy and forgive our enemy quickly. But we won't love and forgive ourselves.
Mm.
Think about that. We'll kill a nigga quick.
Mm.
Want him dead quick. But wifeo? Oh, we're going to still love him. And pray for him. And hope God does right by him. And not be angry with him for what he has done to me. That's illogical, brother, to look at life that way. You know, how are you going to love somebody else if you don't love yourself? You can't. You can't love somebody else if you don't love yourself.
That's true.
We say we have for that man after he do these things to us, that's not love, that's fear. That's fear of him. That's why we stand there and say, I still love him because I'm scared to death of him. I don't want him to kill me next. Please, Master, don't harm me. But yet you let a black man do it. Kill that nigga. It's like in the old days when you go to a black doctor and the doctor said prescribe you the wrong medicine. Brother prescribe you the wrong medicine or something. Or do something you don't like. Or uncut. I ain't never going to another nigga doctor as long as I live.
I heard that before.
Yeah. You know, but white doctor does the same thing to you. We don't say I ain't never going to another white doctor. We find us another white doctor.
Yes, we do. All right, so what we need to do, what do we need to do? How do we need to get ready for what's happening right now? What is Buffalo telling us?
I hate to say it because I don't want to convince myself that it's actually that. It might be telling us it's too late, brother. In our state of mind and in our condition, It should be a wake up call that it's too late, that we got to do something. What do we have to do? Okay, what do we have to do, brother? What do we have to do? We have to do my theme song, the My Impossible Dream. We have to come together as a people, as one. We must become one mind, one thought, one people. One community, united as one. That's it. We will not continue to exist if we don't do that, brother. The answer is simple. The execution of doing it, that's why I say it's my impossible dream, because black folks are telling me all the time, Brother Booker, I agree with you, but you'll never see it in your lifetime. I'll never see it in my lifetime. So what I say, why not? Well, at least then I can die trying to make it happen.
That's right.
I may as well live the rest of my life trying to make it happen. Trying to be the one. Trying to set that example and live my life saying, I don't believe it's going to happen. And I'm going to die trying to make it happen. That's what we need to do. Because we can't do it all, you know, all divided, killing each other. We have to do it, brother. We have to. We have to. That's the first step, is our unification.
Okay. So let's go back to Buffalo for just a minute, right? And let's just kind of analyze and evaluate just what that is for African Americans. What do you see that being, and what is that indicating? Has anything really changed, or what is this a signal for it in your mind?
Now, it's a signal that's showing you now that they feel emboldened. Now we're coming out. It could be a sign of, okay, your niggas been killing niggas, but y'all taking too long. So we're going to help extradite it and come on out.
Mm.
You know, speed this thing up because y'all taking it too long. They said earlier on news today that white folks think they already identified the year where white folks gonna no longer be the majority in the country. Mm. And that white supremacist theory is like this will never happen in America. So we're going to do everything in our power to make sure it never happens, that we never become the minority in our own country. That we maintain our power and our way of life and how we want to live in this country. And it's coming on, you know, it's being revealed before our eyes now, but we're so blinded by the light, as the song say, that we, I don't want to say we don't see it, brother. I'm going to say we don't want to see it. Again, I'm going back to what I mentioned earlier, fear.
Okay, so the house is on fire. The house is on fire.
Right.
The house is on fire.
We don't want to see it.
Somebody got to put the fire out.
The fire upstairs. We don't want to see it. We don't want to know.
Smoke in the room.
We don't want to see it. We're coughing from the smoke. We don't want to see it. We don't want to believe it. We don't want to believe it, brother. We're going to sit still and ignore it and say, I'm going to put my trust in the Lord. God will find a way. It's like the old joke, brother. I don't know if you ever heard. The brother, so-called religious man, Christian man, flood coming, okay? Coming throughout the town. Like you said, instead of being the fire, it's the water. Water take over the basement. Take over the first floor. Is on the second floor. He's hanging out the window, but he won't leave. And he said, it's in the hands of the Lord. He said, I'm waiting on God to save me. I'm not leaving here. I'm staying here. Boat come by. I said, come on, get in. I ain't getting in. I'm waiting on the Lord. You know, another boat come by. I ain't getting in. I'm waiting on the Lord. Helicopter come when he on the roof. Come on. I ain't coming. I'm waiting on the Lord. The Lord going to save me. And so when the water takes over the house and he's in the water drowning, he said, oh, Lord, why did you do this to me? And then you hear a voice from the heaven say, I sent you three boats. I sent a helicopter.
Mm.
And you refused them all. You couldn't see the writing on the wall. I didn't let you down. I tried to save you. You didn't accept it. See, waiting on the Lord means taking action.
All
God
right.
is in you.
So what we need
God
to do,
is in
what
us.
We need to do, brother,
we,
what we need to
we
do
need to take
right
action.
Now,
we need
for
to,
those who are listening we, right now, how we put the fire out right now?
Grab hands with each other. Look each other in the eye and say, brothers and sisters, I no longer hate myself. You're the love of my life. I love you like I love myself. I want for you what I want for myself. You are my brother. You are my sister. I know that now. And I ask God to forgive me for hating myself. I ask God to forgive me for hating him, because when I hate myself, I'm hating God. I'm hating the God in me. And brothers and sisters, grab my hand and stand with me and bring somebody else with you. Let's put together, as OJ said, this love train.
All right.
Let's get on board of this love train. Okay? Get on board the love train. One community, one neighborhood, one project, one house at a time. Start with your own house, in your neighbor, and in our community. And then, you know, get our children. Be honest with our, be honest with yourself. Then be honest with our children. Stop teaching our children this bullshit we've been teaching them all these years. That's why they're rejecting us. but they don't know where else to go. So they searching and they go out and they find more bullshit. Because the truth is avoiding them. Because of the system that we are living in. We have to be honest with ourselves, as I said, and with each other. Join hands, form this love train, come together, love yourself and your kind, do for self and kind. If I got a dollar and you ain't got nothing, you got half of my dollar.
All right.
If I got a bag of beans and you don't have nothing, you got half of the bag of beans. We eat together.
All right.
Whatever we got, we share, we eat together. I'm protecting you, you're protecting me. If they come and they kill me, they're going to have to kill all of us. Every last one of us will stand up and take a bullet for each other.
All right.
That's what we need to do, my brother. That's my impossible dream.
Okay. All right. Well, brother, we're getting close to the end of this segment, and I want to give you an opportunity for some closing statements. And again, your words are so powerful, and it's a wake-up call for many of our people. So as we close out today, what is the word that needs to go out to our people today as we reflect on Buffalo?
As we reflect on Buffalo, brother, just we have to know that the God that we're looking for, that we've been praying to all these years, that we've been praying to see when we die, is alive today in you, in each and every one of you, in each and every one of us. We the God. Remember the brother was talking about mythology on Saturday? In the Bible, mythology. But the first mythology in the Bible that's got some reality to it is darkness came from the light.
All right.
We weren't a part of nature. We created nature. From the darkness came the light. The greatness that we are looking for is in each and every one of us. That's where we need to start. We need to start with ourselves and realize how great we are individually, how great we are as a people. And trust me, brother and sisters, if we do that, if we find the God in us, each one of us, when you find the God in you, you'll find me. And when I find the God in me, I'll find you. We need to internalize this thing and bring the greatness out of each one of us as individuals, and then that'll lead us to each other, to unite as a people. That's what we must do. It's our only salvation, brother.
I like that.
Is to find God in us. Be the one.
I like it. Yes, be the one. I like that. Thank you, Brother Booker. It's Community
Thank
Conversation
you,
with Brother Booker. Join us on
Thank
Saturday
you.
For Empowerment Saturday. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. It's, again, it's Community Conversations. We're talking about African-American empowerment, one day, one person, one community, one family at a time. I thank you, Brother Booker. I really appreciate
you
joining us. And as we continue to move forward together, we have to join forces. We have to unite. And we have to be able to put ourselves in a position where we can protect our women, our children, our families, and our communities, and most importantly, ourselves. Right? We're not against anybody, but we're for each other now. And so as we continue to focus on African-American empowerment, let's not continue to become victims, but let's continue to try to seek solutions to our problems as we face them each day and every day, one day at a time. Again, it's Empowerment Saturday, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Join us. We'll have Dr. Rogers on with Dr. Bruce as you listen to this on demand. Tell a friend. Join the Empowerment Network. It's all about empowering us each day, every day, one day at a time. And you can be a solution to help solve or help to wake us up so it won't be a impossible dream, but a reality. Until next week.
Yes, sir.
Peace and blessings, brothers and sisters.
Peace.
Peace. Oh, yeah. Oh.
your dream.